The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period. You cannot live with expectations because life has no obligation to fulfill your desires. You can live with an open heart, but you cannot live with expectations. So, what is a fairy tale? So, we all grew up on these Disney movies. We grew up on Cinderella. We grew up on Lady and the Tramp. And in these films, they always paint a perfect picture. There's a beautiful girl, a beautiful guy. They come together, have a perfect life, and they live happily ever after. That's the fairy tale picture that we grew up listening to, watching and observing and wanting for our lives. Because why? It seemed perfect. However, realistic relationships happen something like this. One imperfect guy meets another imperfect girl. They get together based on common interests, common desires, and common life goals. Love grows within that relationship, but it isn't without flaw. They may have their fights, but they always work it out. And all throughout life, as they grow and as they change and evolve together. They have children, their children have children, their children's children have children, and then they die. And then they die, okay? That is more of a realistic story that we can live by, okay? Life is not a fairy tale, so relationships cannot be a fairy tale. Also, nobody in this life is perfect. And even if they're perfect for you, they're not gonna be perfect all of the time. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is not a movie. This is our reality. And I feel like we've secretly all been indoctrinated, especially as women. We have been indoctrinated by this fairy tale idea of love, of relationships, and of marriage. We have internalized the narratives, the plays, the movies that tell us that our lives and how they work out or how they unravel in the end is actually based on a story. So when you think your life is now a story, you have to get into character and you may be able to relate. Let's say a girl goes on a date and you're being wined and dined. Then you're feeling yourself and you feel like, yes, I'm that girl. But who is that girl? That girl is the woman in the movie who always gets what she wants, always gets the guy, is always the best dress. So you now looking all cute in your dress, like you're sitting there, you got your wine in your hand and you're playing that character. It's not actually really you. You're playing that character. I think it's okay to have a little fun with that. But some women go full character mode, especially on first dates or just dating in general. They send their representative to a date and they don't show up as their full self. So when a relationship doesn't last, you're disappointed and you're back to square one because you didn't show up as your real authentic self, because subconsciously in your mind, you're playing a character. This is not your life. You're playing a character. So the best advice that I can give anybody on a date is to literally be yourself. But until you know who that self is, you can discover who you really are. So it's not uncommon for us to subconsciously play characters in our day-to-day lives. I'll use another example. How many of us have been going through a breakup and we go to the bathroom, we look in the mirror and we're crying and we see our ugly faces crying and we cry even more. You kind of disassociate yourself at the moment, and now you're looking at a person that isn't actually you, but is a character. I have another example for you. Let's say you're riding on the bus and you've got sad music in your earphones, and you put your head on the window and you just and you act like you're in a music video. We all do it. We all have elements of disassociating ourselves from our actual real lives, but we are real people with real lives. This is not a movie. So I personally know girls who date as a caricature of who they actually are. They so badly in their minds want to be that girl in the movie that always gets the guy, that gets spoiled with gifts and trips to Paris. So they want to be seen as someone that they are not, which is why it's really, really important to truly get comfortable with yourself and be yourself. So I quickly want to talk about image gang, and I want to talk about the truth of relationship goals, because I personally, I've been using Twitter a lot lately. Follow me on Twitter, and I see a lot of things, and I'm very, very, very observant, and I just examine everything. I'm not easily deceived, that's all I'll say, but especially when I'm on Twitter, I will always see people retweet onto my timeline the pictures of the girl and the guy, perfect couple. The guy treats her for her birthday or Valentine's Day, like a million balloons, a million flowers, gifts, Hermes bags, Chanel bags, and the picture just looks so perfect. And it's kind of setting a narrative of, I'm the princess and this is my Prince Charming spoiling me, giving me all of my heart's desires. And a lot of you guys really, really, really eat it up. I see you guys in the replies, oh my God, this gives me hope for my relationship. I will never settle for less. Like, no, where is my Prince Charming? He doesn't exist. But the reason why we eat it up, guys, is because we are so used to this Prince Charming and his princess narrative. Because before time, we used to see it in the movies, we could probably see it in the magazines, and now it's so close to us that we believe it's real because they're real people. But you have to start to understand the difference between created content and curated content, okay? Most of the time, and I'm not being a hater, I promise you guys, a lot of people that want to get like the picture perfect shot, they will think about the picture and not the reality of the situation, right? They want the look, so they'll get everything looking pretty because they're thinking, oh, I'm gonna post this on Twitter, this is gonna get retweets, this is gonna get likes. They're thinking about the end product of the attention as opposed to the real reality of the matter. Basically, they want it to be picture perfect, not just to be perfect for the girl's sake, but for the pictures, okay? And most of us live for the gram, we live for the retweets, we live for the approval of others. And I must admit, when we see these photos, they do look great. There's no denying that this narrative that they're selling us looks attractive. Let's be clear, it is very, very attractive. But you have to understand, these are snapshots of one's lives and not the entirety of it. In these couple goals relationships, you do not see the day-to-day, minute-to-minute of their relationship. You see the odd gifts that they choose to post because they know the attention that they're going to get from it. You see the Valentine's Day, you see the birthday, you see the Christmas and stuff like that. And can I just say, just because a guy is spoiling you with gifts does not mean he loves you. These same couples have arguments like everybody else. These two couples that look picture perfect cannot stand each other from time to time. This perfect couple, or this Prince Charming, gets on her nerves majority of the time. This princess dreams of ending this relationship because there's something wrong, but she cannot put her finger on it. However, to end this relationship would be detrimental to their business. A lot of these social media couples are profiting off their relationships. They will end the fairy tale for a lot of people, because the reason why we get invested, okay, let's talk about this. The reason why we get invested in social media relationships is because they wrote a story, they wrote a narrative, sold it to you guys, you guys bought it. So everything that they curate has to feed in to the narrative that they have created, so you continue to believe it. But what happens when that narrative in real life has now changed and they can't even act anymore, they can't even hide it anymore? That's why you see a lot of your faves breaking up, and you say, oh my God, if their relationship can't last, what about mine? Their relationship was never perfect to begin with. Their relationship just looked perfect. that, okay? And if you've been following me for a considerable amount of time, you will understand when I always say what it looks like isn't always what it is. I always tell you guys this, not because I want to be a bearer of bad news, not because I'm depressing, not because I even envy anybody that shows this kind of life, but because I want you guys to have a realistic view of life. I operate in a social media world, so I see everything. A lot of you guys don't have the chance to see that. So when I tell you guys these things, you have to understand that it's for your benefit. I don't want you guys to be living a lie or living not based off truth. And let's be clear, I am not against couples sharing their life, doing couple channels and stuff like that. But I'm against them painting a picture of everything being roses and sunshines. If you're going to show the good, you're going to have to share the bad as well. If he's getting on your nerves, say in the video, he's getting on my nerves. Say last week we had an argument, we almost broke up. Be completely real with people. Stop faking it. Be real. But people can't be real because they sold you a story and they have to play that character within the story. Otherwise, the money will stop, the fame will stop, the attention will stop. And so when you refuse as a YouTube couple to show both sides of things, what you're doing is you're setting you and your partner up on a pedestal that you can't even live up to. And let's just be honest, girls on social media that edit the shit out of their photos, they cannot live up in real life to that image that they've portrayed. That's why a lot of them are really depressed in real life, because they're not even who they are. You cannot live a life that is disassociated with who you actually are and be happy. You cannot. In psychology, they call it cognitive dissonance. I think that's what it's called. If not, I'll check it. I'll put it there. But you cannot live a life that's not true, period. And that's why I like couples, not to pick out anybody or not to shame anybody, but I really love couples like Mike and Patricia. We all know they're together. We all know they're married. We all know that they're in love, but they don't shove this narrative down your throat. You just see them living out their real life. There'll be times when, like, Patricia's like, oh, go away, kind of thing. And it's just normal. Just be normal. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. And those who aren't showing their relationship 24/7 are probably the happiest. So don't get that twisted. Just because someone's constantly showing their relationship does not mean that they are happy. Like, some couples are really trying to force a narrative down your throat of perfection, and it's kind of creepy. But what's even more creepy is some of you guys who eat that shit up like pumpkin pie. I've never tasted pumpkin pie in my life, I'm just saying. But you guys eat that up, and now in your real life, if a guy you've just met asks you out for coffee because he doesn't know you yet and wants to get to know you, you'll be feeling disgusted. Because Jessica on Instagram, her man took her to Nobu for their first date. Who do you think I am, ladies? And I want to be very, very, very clear, and I want to clear up everything, okay? There's a difference between being a queen and being a princess. A queen has earned her rights to her position, and contrary to popular belief, she has just as equal value as the king does. A queen is not trying to be a queen. A queen just is. A princess, on the other hand, has an entitlement problem. She thinks everything should just be given to her. A princess feels entitled to everything without giving anything in return. A princess wants to be spoilt, whereas a queen wants to be respected. A princess wants to suck the living daylights out of her man, whereas a queen wants to edify. She wants to support her man. Which one are you? Are you the little princess or are you the queen? All I'm saying is, if we're gonna play characters, can we please play the queen instead? The queen is equal to her man, whereas the princess is always looking for a come up, what she can get out of this guy. She wants to be a sugar baby and she needs a sponsor, not a man, a sponsor. And I have to say this, like, when I tell you guys that you got the prize, there's a difference between having standards and thinking that men owe you something. Nobody owes anybody anything, period. But if you're worth it, your man will give you everything you need, not want, need, without you having to ask him for anything. I always hear guys say, the girls that I want to give everything to are the ones that don't expect it, the ones that don't demand it. And when I was single and I used to hear my sister's husband say that about my sister, I was thinking like, oops. I be acting like I need that shit. I'm joking. I be acting a bit entitled still. That's probably why I don't be getting anything. But yeah, the hottest girls are the ones that act like they don't need anything. Like they good by themselves, but they're still open to that man's presence, you know? At the end of the day, value recognizes value, and value does not beg to be recognized. And the reason why we have so many expectations on relationships on the opposite sex is because we want that person to do all these things that we expect, because our expectations are linked to our happiness. But nobody can make you happy. That is your responsibility. The thing about expectations is that if they're not fulfilled, they'll make you crazy, because they're triggering that selfish desire within yourself that says, gimme, 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 gimme. You expect your man to read your mind without you communicating anything. You expect your man to drop everything that he's doing and come and hang out with you and your girlfriend. You expect your man not to say the wrong thing at the wrong time at all. You expect your man to meet every emotional need, every desire, every want, everything that you want your man to give it to you. This is an expectation. This is princess performance. And the truth of the matter is, there's no such thing as "and they live happily ever after." That's what they say in the movies. That's not what happens in real life. There is no happy ending unless you both actively work on it. And I never want to get to a point where I start behaving like, just because I met the one, that everything magically is going to be perfect. Just because you're with the right person does not mean you don't have to do any work. Good relationships don't just happen. They are built very carefully and very intentionally. So every time me and my partner have a disagreement, it takes a lot of strength to humble myself, go to him, apologize, and ask him how I can do better, and actively take steps to actually doing better. Not just apologizing and doing the same thing again, but actually being conscious the next time you're in a similar situation to act differently. And the reason why relationships are hard is because it's hard work to be humble. We are naturally inclined to want our own way, to do things the way that we want them to be done. Relationships are hard because people are hard work. And the reality is, relationships are not for fairy tale believers. They are for people that are realists, that understand for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. Poorer? Doesn't sound like a fairy tale. Mm-mm. You gotta be rich all the time. Doesn't sound too fairy tale now, does it? For sickness and health. Sickness? I didn't sign up for that. And that's the issue. When people get married, they stand before God and stand before their friends and family, and they say their vows. And vows are probably the biggest commitment you will ever make in your entire life. The biggest contract you'll ever sign in your life is called marriage. And you literally have to sign that contract in blood, your blood, because it is till death do us part, which means nothing should separate this marriage. And I feel like a lot of people do not value marriage because they do not value vows. They don't even respect the words that they say. Most people stand on the aisle and they lie. They're like, "I'll always love you, I'll always protect you, I'll always be nice to you." Lies. Because the next day when he pisses you off, you're like, "What did I do? I made a mistake, child." Yeah, you didn't make a mistake. You married a human being and not a character from a movie. But the problem is, nowadays, it's not till death do us part. It's till the love runs out. "Oh, I fell out of love with her. Oh, I fell out of love with him." You do not fall out of love, because love is a commitment. What happens is you just stop doing the thing that you vowed to do. You stop communicating. You stop saying, "I'm sorry." You stop being kind to one another. You stop humbling yourself. You stop putting another person before yourself. And now you put yourself before the other person. You start to compare your marriage to somebody else's, or Susie's, or Sally's, and you start to think that the grass is greener on the other side. The grass, sweetie, is not greener on the other side. It is green where you water it. Now, on the flip side, do not get me wrong, there's absolutely reasons to divorce somebody. Abuse, multiple cheating, disrespect, all that kind of stuff. There's definitely grounds for divorce. And that's the reason why a lot of people will stay in a marriage like that, because they want their happy ending. They want their happy ever after. They want their perfect family. They want to play happy families even though they aren't happy. But the truth is, trying to save a fundamentally flawed relationship for the sake of the kids is basically like trying to re-glue your hair back to your scalp after it's literally fallen out. You're not fooling anybody. Let it go. The fairy tale is dead because it never existed in the first place. So, am I saying that you can cannot have your own version of Prince Charming. Am I saying that you cannot have a happy relationship, a happy marriage? No, but we do have to be realistic about relationships. Sometimes it's sunny for 5 months straight and it is beautiful, not a cloud in the sky. But maybe the next 1 or 2 months, it is raining non-stop. That is called seasons. That is called England. I'm not gonna up and leave this country because it's raining. I'm going to stay because I know that the sun's gonna come out. That's called hope. That's called faith. That's called faith in your relationship. And so, in closing, I want you guys that are single to know this. A relationship, a man, is not a reward. It is not a measure to show in life that you have arrived or that you've made it. Having a best friend that loves you more than anybody else, that you get to spend time with, that you get to spend your life with, is beautiful, but it's not without its down days. No matter how perfect someone seems to you, they have their flaws like you. None of us are flawless. And for those who are in relationships, I would like to encourage you in this way. Stop focusing on what your relationship is not and start accepting that relationship for what it is. Keep your mind focused on your own grass. The grass is not greener on the other side. It is greener where you water it. Comparison is the thief of your own joy. Stop comparing your relationship to anybody else's. It is unique. It is different because you're unique and he's unique. You both unique and your relationship is different. There's no two identical relationships in this world, period. Do not believe the lies that you see on social media. Nobody is that happy and that's okay. We need dark days to really appreciate the light days. And just because you are on chapter 14 and chapter 14 is a dark day does not mean the sun will not come out in chapter 15. The real test of character is how you power through the dark days, how you power through the light days, and the person that you become in the process of it all. And that person will be precious and that person will be beautiful. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.